This is the Classic Cars Corner with Malcolm Owens for Kubota. Together, we are building Australia.
Now, for those that are new, the Classic Cars Corner is basically, it's your one-stop shop for classic cars. And last month, we did go off the rails a little bit, Malcolm. I will admit, I don't mean to berate you on air, but I will, because we did get off the beaten track, and we discussed some of our pet peeves. And let's face it, if we're all from Melbourne, going back on the roads, geez, there's some reptiles out there, isn't there?
You offended everybody.
I know. Yeah, the poor right lane drivers. Oh. Bad income.
Even today on the way into the airport, we were coming in from the airport, Mel came and grabbed us. A taxi driver almost drove straight through our door. I heard words come out of this man's mouth that I haven't heard ever. Well, and I've heard every word.
But I tell you, we carved some people up, though. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. We got here.
Two backseat drivers here.
Now, so this month's topic, Malcolm, we're going to, because Formula One is, of course, the flavour of the month at the moment, we're going to talk about what are the costs of an F1 car? Because let's face it, wouldn't we all love to have a Formula One car in our garage? Maybe we're not going to take it down to IGA to pick up the milk, but it'd be nice to have in the garage.
Have you seen who's sitting here? The three of us wouldn't fit in one. It would be there, and you'd look at it and you'd go, that's nice. I'll never drive the damn thing, but it's nice.
So, Malcolm, let's just say that we have found a magic set of Tim Tams and it's granting us three wishes, and we do want an F1 car. What are the costs of an F1 car, and how much would it cost to buy one if you were considering getting one for your collection?
All right, not exactly classic cars, but there's a couple of points here I'd like to make. Firstly, an F1 car was as much as $400 million before they put the brakes on some of the expenditure. And I'd just like to say it is great to see Matthew wearing pants, because he hasn't worn pants for a show in 2 years, so good to be back, Matt.
Are we talking underpants or pants?
Pants. So there were new rules implied from 2021, which had them capped at $145 million. But I just thought it'd be really interesting to have a look at what some of the component costs are, especially given that Matthew may have incurred a bit of a rebuild cost. That some of these for his...
my parents are here. Transcend. Don't tell them how much I'm spending to fix the car.
No, we won't be telling
them. Don't tell them that.
Hi, Pauline. So let's just start with a couple of things, like the chassis. Just the chassis alone is single-piece structure, but the protective cell around the driver. It's virtually indestructible. Twice as strong as steel, five times lighter.
They call it the monocoque.
Monocoque.
Sorry?
The monocoque.
The what?
The monocoque.
Just checking.
I thought I was working blue. Hang on. Now, how much would it cost, would you think, for just the chassis?
In euros or Aussie dollars?
Or US.
US
dollars. US dollars. A monocoque for a Formula One car. Million bucks?
I'm saying... Two and a half mil.
No, come on. It's cheaper than that. 700 grand for that.
Your salary.
Right. Thanks.
Okay, the rear wing and the DRS, about 85,000 just for that, just because of the technology in it. But if you move to the front of the car with the front wing, because it's got all of the technology in it, and a lot of the performance, as we know, comes from the downforce, it's $140,000 just for the front wing.
So when you're watching this weekend and someone goes into the back of each other, 140 grand.
Just kiss it off the wall like a few of them do, and then, yeah, some big money. Now, the halo. Now, everyone was pretty critical of the halo to start with, but there's a fair chance that that did save Grosjean's life in
Bahrain.
And IndyCar.
When Max Verstappen ended up on top of him.
Yeah, Lewis nearly had a tyre mark in the head. They can take over 100 kilotons, roughly the equivalent of two African elephants landing on it simultaneously. And they're cheap.
Or you and I
What's
sitting on
kiloton?
Each side.
Seriously, a kiloton? Right.
They're about 17 grand. And okay, let's get to the expensive thing.
I actually reckon that's cheap.
Oh, it's cheap too.
17 grand for something that's going to save your life.
That's more than your bar bill.
The airbag would be fairly heavy in our cars, let alone literally a Formula One car. 17 grand, that's cheap.
So what about the engine? That's the important part. What do you reckon?
It depends on what you include. Does that include the battery, the hybrid?
No, just the
internal, the IC engine, they call it.
Yeah.
Well, I was way off on the chassis, I have absolutely no idea.
Well, the supercar engine's about 150 grand, so I'm thinking it's probably 400 to 500 grand.
18.3 million.
Oh, 18.3 million.
If you don't mind, umpire, 18.3 million. And that's why some of the teams down pit lane don't use new engines. They buy the other team's previous ones. So, full on.
18.3 million.
Yeah, so that's where it is. Whew. And we'll get to that in a minute. But gearbox is 354,000.
Grosjean did a good job. He split his engine and gearbox. Just, he thought he'd just keep that 18.3 million there safely on the
separate
track.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Fuel tanks, 31,000. The steering wheel, a lot of technology in the steering wheel, 50 grand for that.
Yeah.
Even the hydraulics and braking systems, about 170 grand. So we're talking big money. So at this point, because the costs were capped, we're looking overall at about $20 million per car.
I beg cash now.
$20 million per car. All right. So
Phantom button pusher back in SEN is doing great work. If you can't hear that, he's doing very good work.
I can hear him. Because it's classic cars, if we want to buy one, how much is it going to cost?
Well, it depends, I guess. Grosjean's would be half price.
I don't know.
Maybe what, like Senna, something nostalgic like one of Senna's old cars and stuff. Obviously, that would be a fortune.
Well, that's exactly right.
A couple of them came on sale just recently, I think.
So the pricing is really dependent on a lot of things, but everything from about 50,000 up to 7.5 million. So a race-winning McLaren driven by Lewis sold recently last year for 6.45 million. Michael Schumacher's 98 Ferrari sold for 6.7 million. And the most expensive is one of Fangio's championship cars at 29.6 million. But you can buy them for about $100,000, but they come without the engine and the gearbox. So if you just want to put it in your lounge room and have it and sit in it, that's okay. They're pretty affordable.
I have always dreamed of having a house with a Formula One car on the wall as you walk in. No engine.
Well, you could probably afford that.
How good would that be?
You could afford it, for sure.
On my salary?
Yeah.
You reckon?
You're a sale. Like, you sell houses. You could have two of them.
Allegedly.
You could have two of them.
He could easily have two of them.
I've got a kid that races. I've got no money.
That's very true. Mm. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Mm. Triple J.
So, so it depends on the heritage of the car, who's been driving it. And also, the teams won't sell them for 3 or 4 years because you reuse the parts, and there's also IP that they don't want anyone else to buy.
Yeah, of course.
So, you can afford one. And even some people buy them and they go on syndicates as investments, but the maintenance costs are killer.
Too hard.
Yeah, so...
So if we then... If we put that across to Steve Johnson, not Formula One, but what would a second-hand Steve Johnson supercar sell for on the open market, knowing full well that it's been belted and crashed and stuffed up against a wall and...
I'd normally say $10, but...
$7.99. What was the last supercar of yours that sold and how much? Do you know?
I think the last one of mine that got restored and sold, I think it was somewhere in the vicinity of $350,000 to $400,000. So, I mean, it depends on what it's done. And that was the car that we podiumed at Bathurst in.
Let's be honest.
Back in 07.
Not much.
No, not in contrary to what it is. You get some of the other cars like the Nissan GDRs, the Godzillas, and that sort of thing. That Scaife drove, the Sierra that Dad drove. I mean, the XD that Dad hit the Rocky, but he won the race the next year. I mean, that was over $1 million, and that was five, six, 7 years ago now.
And so, like the Godzilla sitting in Lindsay Fox's collection.
And he bought that for $1.2 million or something.
Mm. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. This is... race cars are either good investments... or they're just prohibitively expensive for anyone genuinely to own.
Well, it depends if a supercar's then gone through Super 2, Super 3, track car. By then, they're not worth that much, are they?
I wouldn't know. He's your man on that one.
Well, half the time they end up getting, they go, especially in the earlier days, like with the EFs or the BF Falcons and that sort of stuff, they end up getting changed into... A lot of them, quite a few of the DJR cars got reskinned to AUs and went on from there. But then once people found the history of them, they ended up restoring them back if they weren't raced. And that they were actually worth more when restored back to what they were when they were originally built.
In fact, I'm going to ask a member of our audience who has just surreptitiously rolled into the front table there behind the palm trees. James Brock, ladies and gentlemen, just walk into the room. Former supercar driver, obviously. Now, JB... Your last
You know what?
Supercar. Oh, look at that. Mike's coming. He's going to hate this. He's going to hate this, folks. The last supercar that you drove, James Brock.
I don't even remember what that was, mate.
was it not the Europe car thing?
Oh, yes.
VX Commodore. What would that have sold for?
Yeah, about $10, I think.
Steve Owen and you drove that. And what has been the most amount of money that's been one of your dad's cars was sold
Probably
for?
The A9X, wouldn't it, Jay?
Oh, A9X for sure.
And that would have been...
I got a terrible story. PB owned that car up until the early 90s, I reckon.
Yep.
And it was like, that was the only car out of all the cars he had that I said, Dad, I want that car. That's mine. I'm going to have it, you're going to give it to me.
That's my inheritance,
yeah.
Right there.
He said, yeah, no worries. And then, like, sold it a year later to a guy for $35,000. I think that was early 90s.
A Peter Brock A9X for $35,000.
The one that broke the lap record
on the last lap of Bathurst.
Yeah.
$35,000.
I kid you not.
Oh, JB. That's heartbreaking.
Add a million to that now.
Absolutely.
Totally.
I'm sure he's loving that you brought that memory up.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Very funny. Thank you, JB. James Brock, ladies and gentlemen. He'll get me for that a little bit later on.
Oh, there's a receipt coming.
Yeah. I've got his guitar just down the back here, so if he wants that, he'll have to play nice.
But hey, look, I think it's about time that we slide close the doors to the Classic Cars Corner, but give it up for Malcolm Owens.
Absolutely. I still can't get past that.
That was the Classic Cars Corner. For Kubota. Building Australia.